the 27th of September 2021. My name is Perry and this is AF episode number 1. Our topic today is what Warren Buffett can teach you about SPY.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
Podbot Door AI. Okay, let's get to it. Warren Buffett has long been a big advocate of investing in low-cost index funds. Recently, well-known investor Warren Buffett posted a few tips on buying an index fund, such as this one, on his website. He talked about using 90% of his wealth to invest his shares in an S&P 500 index fund. How does the average investor recommend investing for themselves, and how does it work for you? A classic Warren Buffett move is to make sure you use float and premium options to invest, but forget the long-term idea in this approach. For example, it is worth looking at the Vanguard S&P 500 ETF with its distributed assets, but if it costs an average of $1 to invest in a small technology company or stock for every dollar you make. There are a number of other options available to you, such as ETFs, and they are a good choice if you are investing in small-cap stocks such as Apple or Google. ETFs, or even a high-yield investment fund such as Vanguard's S&P 500, are the best choices to invest in. I will send you a free PDF file of the post office and you get some good tips on how to avoid multiple brokerage fees. Anyone who follows Buffett knows that he regularly supports a number of other books on Warren Buffett and his investment strategies. Warren has written his own book, but it is the one to read, and no other book has been written about him or his investments and strategy. One of the reasons Buffett and other experts are fans of index funds is that these investments offer an easy way to diversify your portfolio at low cost. Finally, Buffett suggests that investors consider the investment strategy of an index fund like the S&P 500 index fund. Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway have recently come under fire after it was revealed that Lubrizol Corp. offered Buffett for a possible takeover by the world's largest oil and gas company, Sokol Oil Corp. Buffett said he invested in Buffett's Berkshire Buffett in 1961 and 1962, when it was a failed textile company. The index fund, which tracks the broader stock market, says it has outperformed the S&P 500 index fund over the past 30 years. Buffett won that bet with an annualized gain of more than 2,000% over the past 30 years, compared to the S&P 500's annual gain, which has annualized gains of about 1,500%. Berkshire Hathaway owns a large number of shares, such as General Electric Co. Shares have tripled since Buffett added them to his portfolio, and they have doubled, well, more in the last year, and have risen 420% since March 2009, including dividends. A representative ETF covering the entire U.S. stock market puts Berkshire and S&P under pressure. Anyone interested in the ultimate Warren Buffett might put him on their watch list and see if his performance improves. Things have improved for Berkshire Hathaway, which was one of the fastest-growing stocks when I took office in October 2018, as it increased its e-commerce assets. Berkshire also unveiled its 3.5% annual dividend yield in the third quarter of 2020. He is also the largest institutional shareholder in the class, holding more than 1.2 million shares, or about 1% of the value of about $2.6 billion. Investing in SPY, VOO and ETFs could be a wise bet for many investors over the long term, but not all. Why is Warren Buffett arguing against passive investing and why is he so much better at it than those who do? If you really say, do what I say, not what you do, because you're not Warren Buffett, then you have to stand up to the passive investing arguments. Buffett followed Benjamin Graham's school of value investing, which seeks securities whose prices are unjustifiably low because of their intrinsic value. Buffett followed suit, seeking securities prices that are unjustifiably low because of their intrinsic value. Although I would generally recommend doing what Buffett does, it is better to do what he does and consult with trusted people before making a major investment. Warren Buffett, who doesn't think anyone is me, also stresses the importance of consulting with people you trust before making major investments. An investor could buy a stock with a higher risk-to-return ratio than his investment business can, and with fewer shares, specific risk, achieve similar or higher returns. Before we dig deeper, Let's take a quick look at some of Warren Buffett's most famous investments, such as Berkshire Hathaway and JP Morgan Chase. Read on to explore these stocks as investors to better understand the value of these stocks
and their potential for long-term returns.
Thank you all for joining us again on AF. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.